Lord, we do thank you so much for your word that is alive and powerful, that judges the thoughts and intents of our heart. We just are so grateful for you saving us and using us for your glory and giving us tools from your word that we can use to help other women. And Lord, I pray that you will use this particular lecture. Help us to understand this and to be able to think on our feet and be able to help women that are struggling in this area. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, let me just paint a common scene in a counseling arena. The wife is bitter. She is ready to throw in the towel in her marriage. She tries to reason with her husband, and her husband accuses her of being the problem in their marriage. He will say, "You're not submissive, you don't love me, you're not loyal, you're not a good Christian." She is not perfect. She does respond sinfully at times, and so she isn't confused by this. She wants to be a good Christian. She loves the Lord, and she just gives up, really, in despair and confusion and intimidation. She doesn't know what to do. She knows something is not right, but she's unsure of herself and confused. Now, I will define manipulation as sinful manipulation using unbiblical words and or your countenance to bully the other person into letting you have your way. All the while knowing, if you can't have your way, if the person doing the manipulation can't have their way, they can at least punish the other person in the process. Now, manipulation usually escalates. It starts out with what I call sweet talk, being nice. And then if that doesn't work, if you don't get your way, then maybe you convert to begging. And if that doesn't work, then you convert to crying. It hurts your feelings. And then if that doesn't work, you become angry. And if that doesn't work, you can punish the other person by giving them the cold shoulder, making false accusations, finally threats. "I'll leave you, I'll kill myself, I'll whatever." This a lot of times happens. I mean, it's not just husbands who can do this. Wives can do it too. And teenagers can be excellent at this. And it's confusing to the parents. They don't know how to respond. I remember years ago, I was working part-time at the Atlanta Biblical Counseling Center. I was working with Lou Priolo. And Lou would sometimes have a eureka moment of studying some scripture or counseling somebody, and he would figure out a new way to use certain scripture. And I remember him coming out of his office, and he was so excited. He worked with a lot of parents with rebellious teenagers. And he said, "Let me show you these verses in Proverbs 26 and explain to me how to help people think through this manipulation and then how to respond back to the person who is acting like a fool." And I was like, "Wow, that is such a good idea." And the next time that I counseled a lady whose husband was doing that to her, I knew where the verses were, but I still couldn't explain it. So I went back to Lou and I said, okay, now explain this to me one more time. This happened 5 or 6 times. And I know he thought, you are slow on the uptake. But it's going to be easy for me to teach you how to do this. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of dealing with this, somebody being confronted with somebody doing this, it's very hard to do because you react emotionally and then you just get mad or you get hurt or you get, you know, and so you try it and see how you do. But the point being, I don't want you to just listen to this lecture and say, oh, that's a good idea, and then walk away, and you're going to have to really think about it and really learn how to teach somebody else how to do it. All right, let me talk about a biblical response. Now, the manipulator is being a fool. The Bible says a fool won't listen. A fool only wants to have his own way. Anger resides in the bosom of a fool. Proverbs 18:12. They're arrogant. They're proud. They won't take no for an answer. They may think they're above accountability. Sometimes they're very mean and cruel in the things that they say. Now, the world, the Bible says this is a fool. The world calls this verbal abuse. So if somebody says, my husband verbally abuses me, you need to pursue that further and find out what is he doing, what is he saying. But we know what they're talking about. Now, a lot of times, what happens is when one person is acting like this, the other person responds back in a like a fool. Then you have two fools talking to each other, and then it's really bad, and it confuses everybody. Everybody ends up upset. There's like a black cloud hanging over your head probably for days. So we are to learn biblically how to respond to a fool. It's very hard to reason with a fool because they're wise in their own eyes and they won't listen. And they tend to turn it around that it's your fault. It was your fault. So in Proverbs 26, verse 4 and 5, those were the two verses that Lou discovered began to instruct parents in how to help their teenagers that were acting it like fools. In Proverbs 26, verse 4, it says, "Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself." And then a fool, if you answer back like a fool, you're going to be answer back in anger or defending yourself at length. Like maybe your teenage son doesn't get his way with barring the car and he says, "You don't love me." And then the mother goes on and on and on about how much she loves him. Don't do that. That's not the issue. So don't defend yourself and don't answer back in anger. We don't counterattack with our own accusations or threats or begging. That's returning evil for evil. That's not overcoming evil with good. And it's understandable why people do this. And some manipulators, some are just experts at it. I mean, they can talk so fast and